Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. It's the 2nd of January 2025, just coming up to 8 o'clock, I think. And we've got blue sky and the sun is coming up. It's like proper winter's day. And it must mean that either the pilots are somewhere else or they're having a day off, having made Christmas as miserable as sin, and or their aeroplanes are being serviced today, so they're not up in the skies. Thank God for that. Thank you to give us a little bit of respite from their awful spraying of the skies. The swines. They have been relentless in December, and maybe in January they will lay off a little bit. And give the farmers a chance to get their winter veg in and stuff to start growing again, which would be very nice. It's cold because of the clear sky, of course, so there's no heat around, and I am having to be a bit circumspect at the moment with the logs because during the winter, during the December, I use rather a lot. Because we had both fires going. I'm just putting on a second jumper, an over jumper, as it were, because I don't want to light the fire quite yet and use up the supply. I have some more logs coming in early February, but we've got a month to get through and one somewhat concerned. However, I mean, the last resort is I can actually go to John's, my woodman, and pick some up myself in the van, so it's not a huge big problem. I am looking for Kilvert's diary to see if there's anything we can talk about in his journal today to set up our day. Yesterday I had a day of trying to write. Very tricky. For some reason, I was not terribly inspired, which was a bit of a blow. So I'm just flicking through this book here, and it looks like I have nothing for the 2nd of January. I have the 3rd. And I have New Year's Day from 1875, which we'll just have to do. So this is Francis Kilvert, and there is a photograph of him on the cover. He's obviously is an actor who must have played him in the TV series. The cover shows Timothy Davis in the BBC TV series Kilvert's Diary. There we go. Anyway, on New Year's Day in 1875 is the nearest I can get to where we are. He says, I went across to Hannah Williams. I had not seen her for 2 days, and there was a brilliant look of glad welcome on the proud, beautiful face, as the wishful dark eyes seemed to say, where have you been? I thought you'd forgotten me. And that's an interesting idea, isn't it? Have you forgotten somebody and then seen them for the first time for some time? Our lives are continually busy, aren't they? And we do very easily forget people, and that's not so good. And we don't know, because we're constantly on the move or constantly working or whatever it is, and some people who for whatever reason doesn't actually fit on our radar, and then before we know it we've lost contact with them, and getting back in contact sometimes can be difficult because you almost have to face up to the fact that you neglected them, as it were. But it's not easy, because there's only so many hours in the day and there's only so much attention that one can give to certain people. So, but that, yes, that's an interesting thing, lost friends, especially at the beginning of a year when hopefully one is looking forward to all sorts of things, the spring and the summer and the autumn, not so much the winter, but looking forward to a number of things that you might have got on the go. I mean, for me, I'm working on my book, and I'm looking forward to getting to the end of that and having it edited and then selling it, hopefully, and perhaps doing a few book tours. Looking for this new home area, a land in which to grow and start afresh with Julia and her kids, and but that space to have some animals and to do some farming, which has been so difficult to try and find the well, because the land rates are so expensive at the moment, and the money one has, you know, it makes it almost impossible to be able to realise one's dream. But you can't give up. That's the other part of it, isn't it? You can't give up because you never know what's around the corner. And the minute you do give up, or the minute that you just say, do you know what, it's never going to work because it's all too expensive and I don't have the money, you're starting to limit the potential of something happening, the limit of different ideas of ways of making it work. And who knows what is around the corner. And we don't know as much as we might think that we know, and we have got it all sussed, but we don't really know at all. And it's worth having that, isn't it? It's worth knowing that we don't know. Knowing what we don't know would be a terrible life if everything was prescripted and we did know everything, and unless the life that you have prescripted is the life that you really want to lead. But if you were to prescribe your life in advance, almost as if you were drawing up a contract and saying, well, these are the things I'm going to do. As you get into the life, you may say, and as you do these things, they may change your opinion, as I'm sure they would. And then you would be saying, actually, no, I don't, it's not the direction I thought it was going to be. I don't get the pleasure from it that I figured I would. And all those other opportunities that you might have wanted to suddenly veer off and do in a life that's not prescribed, you couldn't do because everything had been prescribed, if you see what I mean. And then what would you learn? Probably not very much. Different things to what you perhaps wanted to learn, if that makes any sense. I don't know. Oh, the lovely Julia is dressed and up and out down here in the freezing cold. You all right, my love? We are going to go to the farm shop this morning after I've got the video sorted out. Get some more raw milk and a few extra supplies. We did go diving to the farm shop just before the end of the year. But we didn't really need a huge amount then. And also wasn't quite sure, you know, being in that 10-day period after Christmas or during Christmas, you never quite know what they've got in stock and what they haven't got in stock and what other people have got and all of those sort of things. But now, fortunately, we're back to a normal situation. You're right, you're looking for something. Yeah. I've had to put an extra jumper on because of the temperature. Very quiet this morning, my lover.
Talking to my machine?
Yes. Well, I'm talking to my audience, if that's what you mean. I am indeed, and you know you're part of it. That's that. I'm just trying to think if anything else exciting happened. Well, of course, the lovely Julia came in and we made another hot casserole, which was very delicious. It was windy yesterday. There was a lot of wind, and it was windy on New Year's Eve, wasn't it? But it's all calmed down now, thank goodness, and I'm very pleased about that. So today is, I suppose, today's the first proper sort of working day of the new year, and I'm aiming to carry on with the book, of course.
once we're done with the farm shop. And last night, just as Julia and I were getting into the bath, funnily enough, I was inspired. I'd been writing over the Christmas period, trying to at least, and it was like walking through treacle, because I came to a difficult part in the book, and we were reading a bit of R.F. Delterfield to one another, which was lovely, and his prose just flows so easily, and I kept comparing it to mine, in which it seemed not to flow at all and was extremely lumpy, if I can put it like that, and I couldn't quite work out why. But then I think I was also ill, and I think the intuition muscle was lumpy, so it was very difficult to try and get the words or the ideas to flow and everything to work. And now, in theory, of course, none of that should really overly matter in the first draft, because you can come back and smooth it all over. You're just cutting out a rough object, aren't you? And then later on you go back and smooth it over with the file and or the, you know, sandpaper, whatever it is. And the idea is not to get too bogged down on the initial cutting out of the story, so to speak. But sometimes you do have to get a bit bogged down with that, because you don't necessarily know the direction it's going. I don't plan. I mean, I've got the most vaguest plan, but the characters and the situation unfold ordinarily when I'm writing. It just unfolds. Ideas come to me, but they were blocked. It was very blocky. Until we were just getting in the bath yesterday, and suddenly, ah, yes, of course. This is what happens. And so I'm looking forward to getting back to writing it again. Whereas it was a task that I didn't look forward to. I knew I had to do it, but I wasn't looking forward and I wasn't enjoying it sitting there trying to write, if you see what I mean. I don't know if anybody's written books and things and you get the drift. Sometimes it's just an absolute pleasure, and other times it is like climbing a mountain with your feet, with your shoes missing, and the mountain is of glass and you're just really struggling. Anyway, so inspiration came, which is good, and also health seems to be very much better. A little bit on the old chest still, and a little tiny bit of hacking cough, but yesterday it really loosened up, I think. It didn't come out, but it did loosen up a lot. So I'm hoping that today will be the last of it, which will be, oh, so nice to see the back of it. And, well, where are we? Thursday. So it's a week and a half, isn't it? Which is quite long, really. Normally, you know, apart from last year, where it was 2 weeks of awful illness, mostly it's like 7 days. Usually it runs its course. But this one is... it's been both on the mental side as well as the physical side, which has been a bit annoying. Anyway, I think I'll leave it there. I hope that you're all well yourselves, and if you do have a bit of blue sky, that you manage to get out in it somewhere and breathe in the clean air before they get up in their planes and start poisoning us again. Anyway, all the best. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.